Danny O'Neill wasn't sure what made him turn back around to face the depot platform. An unshakable premonition of sudden violence, maybe? He'd never felt any such thing before. The sudden stiffening of his shoulders made him turn around, and holding the mail for the post office in his canvas sack over his right shoulder, he cast his gaze back at the train that had thundered in from Ogallala only a few minutes ago. As he did, a tall man with a saddle on one shoulder and saddlebags draped over his other shoulder and with a glistening Henry rifle in his right hand stepped down off the rear platform of one of the combination's two passenger coaches. He was obscured by steam and coal smoke wafting back from the locomotive, panting on the tracks ahead of the tender car.
Ah, home again, jiggity jig.
Still, Danny could see another man, and then one more man, similarly burdened with saddle, saddlebags, and rifle, step down from the passenger coach behind the first man. The three men stood talking among themselves in the snakes of steam mixed with the fetid coal smoke. A tall, strawberry blonde man with a red blonde mustache wearing a red shirt and leather pants stood among them. He set his saddle down at his feet, scratched a match on his silver-tipped boot heel, and lit the flame to light the slender cheroot dangling from one corner of his mouth. As he did, his gaze half met Danny's, flicked away, then returned to Danny and held. He stood holding the flaming match a few inches from the cheroot, staring back at the 12-year-old boy through the haze of steam and smoke billowing around him. The man had a strange face. There was something not quite human about it. It was like a snake's face, or maybe the face of a snake if the snake was half human, or the face of a man if he was half snake. Danny knew those thoughts were preposterous. Still, he flitted through his mind while his guts curled in on themselves and a cold dread oozed up his back from the base of his spine. Still holding the match, the blonde man stared back at Danny. A breeze blew the match out. The blonde man stood holding the smoking match as a slit-eyed expression slowly took shape on his face. There was nothing warm or amused about the expression. The blonde man dropped the dead match, then slowly extended his index finger and raised his thumb like a gun hammer. The man extended the gun straight out from his shoulder and canted his head slightly toward his arm, narrowing those devilish eyes as though aiming down the barrel of the gun at Danny. Danny felt a cold spot on his forehead where the man was drawing an imaginary bead on him.
Bang!